What about another kind of expression like that? If you've been working, say you've been working all in the field. If you've been working in the field all day, then you say he's all
worn out.
What about if a person's been quite well? They've been well for a long time, and then you hear that suddenly they have some disease. You say, last night she
seemed well.
But all of a sudden she
got sick.
If you've been traveling, trying to reach a destination, you've been traveling all day long, and maybe there's children in the car, and they get real restless. You tell them not to worry, that we'll get there
soon.
What about if a person set out in the cold and began to cough, and you say, well, last night he, and the next day he woke up with a sore throat, and all, then you say, well, he
took a cold.
What about if it affected his voice and his
he'd have laryngitis.
And you'd say his voice is, in reference to the sound, it's like his voice is
coarse.
What about if he were
sneezing?
Coughing. What about if you were real tired, you'd say, well, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
What do you call, if someone, you had to go and get someone out of bed in the morning, would you go to
wake them up?
Have you ever used to rouse?
Rouse them.
You've heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about if you can't hear anything at all, then you're stoned? If you can't hear anything at all, you're stoned.
Stone deaf.
Now, what do you call a sore that you might have on the skin that comes to a head?
A boa, a rhizome.
What about when it opens, what do you call the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
What do you call the stuff when you get a blister? What's the stuff that forms under the skin?
It's fluid. Water.
In a war, if a bullet went through your arm, then you say you have a
bullet wound.
What is a kind of skin that's gross in a wound that's got to be burned out?
That's to cauterize it.
They what?
Cauterize it.
Cauterize it? They burn it out? Is there a name for it? Is there a name for the type stuff that's got to be burned out? Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Proud flesh,
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
The stuff that's got to be burned out?
Burned out, so that the flesh would heal.
So that it'll get well?
Proud flesh grow in it, in the wound, you see. They call it proud flesh, and it won't heal until that is burned out.
What is the brown liquid that stings that you put on a cut?
Iodine.
What did people used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Three S's.
Have you ever heard of anything else that anyone took for malaria?
Well, quinine. That has quinine in it. It's a tonic and a,